Second line are brought forward. Only the field of six here. With maximum damage to run the hot pot. $1.35 off the inside. There is our green light. The bunny's in motion. We're ready to go for Wagga Race 2. Maximum damage, the fave. They're set. Ready. Off and racing. He left safely maximum damage. He's going to go through and take the front of Send Jacaranda. Charges up to second. Sonali was third. Then came Elite Dom and they got clear of the others, which were Mob Mentality and Hero Blues. To the back straight they go. That's maximum damage in front. Send Jacaranda sticks on. Then came Sonali. Further back was Elite Dom. Mob Mentality and Hero Blues. But maximum damage is going great guns. He shot three or four clear of Send Jacaranda who can't go with him. And they were well in front of Sonali. But into the straight it's all maximum damage. Maximum damage is going to bolt. In. Second was Send Jacaranda. Third, holding on to that spot, I fancy was Sonali, but that was, it was Sonali just in front of Elite Dom, Hero Blues and Mob Mentality. 29.70, maximum damage at his brilliant best. Number one, approximate tote divvy of $1.60. That'd be a little bit juicy if that's the tote divvy. 1.75 and 8. 1.75 and 8. Maximum damage. In 29.73, a career best for him. He's raced away to score by 6.5 with 7.75 between second and third. And that was all over past the post with a lap to go. He never looked in any doubt. Send Jacaranda stuck on valiantly and Sonali has grabbed the third. 1.75 and 8, 29.73 the run. Maximum damage. A black dog by Feral Frankie from Vale Alley makes it a race-to-race double for Clint Collier-Covo. Winning the first, of course, with Manila Sun and now taking it out race two with maximum damage. Second of the seven, Ascend Jacaranda, a black bitch by Pat C. Sabbath from DAFS Ascend for Leonard Holmes. Third in the five, Sonali, also prepared by Clint Collier-Covo, a black dog by Feral Frankie from Vale Alley. So a little mate to maximum damage, but not quite as speedy tonight. 29.73, 1.75 and 8. And the tote divvies, they're not going to be anything to crow about. Though, as I say, if he did pay $1.60 on the tote, that was some sort of value considering it was $1.30 on the fixed odds. But, of course, you never know exactly what you're going to get with the tote. But let's have a look and see. Yeah, he did pay $1.60 and $1.30. $1.35 for the fixed odds. Ascend Jacaranda, $1.20. No third for Sonali. The Quinella. It's about as short as you'll ever see a Quinella, $1.40. The Exacta marginally better, $2.40. The Trifecta, $1.75, $5.30. And the first four, $1.75 and 8, has paid $11.70. Maximum damage, blowing them away in race two to score in quick time.